Imagine all the big issues of this campaign, from the gender and the rhetoric of the candidates to illegal immigration and crime, all showing up in a little desert town, a small desert town where glowing clouds and pyramids suddenly appear in the night sky and a magical floating cat lives in the bathroom at the community radio station. This is the weird world of the podcast Welcome to Night Vale. Jeffrey Craner, the co-creator, recently said that when the so-called transgender bathroom law passed in North Carolina and Washington State took up the same debate, Craner told Ross Reynolds that pushed him to explore gender issues in Night Vale.
It was frustrating to me and to so many people I know, and I wasn't really sure how to tackle it directly because I think a lot of our listeners already feel the same way. And so one thing I did in a recent episode was there's a character named Kaushik who is the station cat that floats 4 feet off the ground in the men's restroom and has always floated 4 feet off the ground and always will float 4 feet off the ground. And Cecil loves Kaushik, Cecil, the host of the show. And in a recent episode, Cecil makes mention that they've changed all their restrooms to unisex now, which is great for Kaushik because now everyone can visit Kaushik and give Kaushik the extra attention. And that was just sort of my way of like touching on that and setting up kind of a world in which Night Vale, as monstrous as it can be with actual five-headed dragons and faceless old women who secretly live in your home, a thing like keeping trans people out of restrooms is not an issue there at all. And I thought that that's a way of playing with the satire without being on the nose.
So you explored gender identity in other ways also in Night Vale. Maybe you could talk a little bit about how.
Sure. We have a character, a relatively new character on the show, who's the new sheriff in Night Vale named Sam. And Sam is gender non-binary. We have
For people who don't understand, what is gender non-binary?
It is a person who does not identify as he or she on this, on what we have as a traditional, you know, one or the other gender spectrum. And we, in describing Sam and when Cecil talks about Sam, Cecil talks about Sam in the singular they. So on the show, we don't really get into Sam's gender identity. We just simply have Sam as a they.
So you script it without a male or female pronoun.
Correct. That's exactly it, on purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's very, it's very intentional. In fact, it came up because somebody sent us an email complaining about how we used a singular they in some earlier episode. And just to fight off the grammar assault, I was like, well, I'm going to show you how you use singular they in a very appropriate, very traditional way. And that's what we did. And it was a fun way to sort of battle against that. And I think the gender, singular they has been a really popular point of discussion for a lot of people recently. And it was our way of putting it into the show. And it was also our way of including a gender non-binary character in a, you know, in a major position in town without making that their sole identity. We didn't want Sam to be the gender non-binary character. We want Sam to be the sheriff of the town, is what we want Sam to be. And so by setting it up that way, we don't spend a lot of time doing an after-school special explaining gender non-binary to our listeners. We just simply put a gender non-binary character in a real everyday role in a real town, fictional town, but real to us because we're writing it.
So what led you to want to take on gender in this? Was there a prompt?
Just, it's something that is important to me as a human living in the world. And I meet so many people who are men, and I meet many people who are women, and I meet people who were not necessarily assigned that gender on their birth certificate. And I meet a lot of people who do not identify under a gender at all. And I know several of these people in my life, and it just seemed strange not to include them in our show. I mean, Joseph and I talk about when you include people in a story, you want to show the world as you see it. And the world as we see it is not a bunch of people that look and act and seem like me and Joseph, 30, 40-something straight white guys. And that's not the whole world. And that's kind of boring to us as 30, 40-something straight white guys because we just live that life. I want different people. I want to see how the world really looks.
I think you said a little bit earlier it's ostensibly a comedy or a humor program, but it's got some very dark elements in different places. It looks at fear. It looks at anger. And I'm wondering now, when there's a lot of fear and anger in the air, I mentioned the Republican National Convention, mm-hmm. which just ended, which was fueled by fear and anger. Why do you choose to examine those kinds of things why not just provide some escapism?
Rather than making just silly jokes or absurd jokes all the time, I think jokes can serve to point to real events or real issues that we want to deal with. You know, humor is a really great way of battling politics. It's a really great way of progressing thought.
And fear, for that matter.
And fear, for that matter. And I think in Knightville, we do like to step back from jokes a little bit from time to time, pretty often, and just offer something that has a lot of weight to it, just to remind people, listen, you can't always escape into humor. You can't always escape into a punchline. Sometimes it is very real. Sometimes someone dies or somebody leaves you, or sometimes people you don't want to win. And that's just a world you have to face down, and you have to just sort of accept it.
I have to ask you, will Donald Trump be showing up in Knightville between now and November?
We did when we started the character of Sheriff Sam. We made them. In fact, they still are very xenophobic in Knightville. We've been having this recurring storyline of the local town of Desert Bluffs, whom most people in Knightville say rival city of Knightville. And Desert Bluffs is economically on a downturn, and a lot of people from Desert Bluffs have been moving to Knightville. And the new sheriff Sam has made as their point to try to keep them out of town. And so that it really did start as kind of a Donald Trump thing. And I was not interested in exploring Donald Trump as a character in town. I was interested in exploring somebody who cares a lot about their town and who's a real person having real crisis of conscience of how to save a city and going down a certain path. So I've tried to play around with making Sheriff Sam a likable and unlikable character in that way, because they're like a lot of people. They're rich and full of contradictions and full of terrible opinions about the world and also a lot of goodness, and I'm trying to play both.
Jeffrey Craner is the co-creator of the terrific and hugely popular podcast Welcome to Knightville. We're tweeting out a link to that podcast right now at KUOW. You're listening to The Record. I'm Bill Radke.